Shane, it's fantastic that the Open has finally come to Ireland after quite a number of years planning, and the place looks magnificent here in Portrush.
Yeah, look, it's as regards the first 2 days, it's been great. The weather, the course looks unbelievable. I'm a big fan of the place anyway, so it's really nice to be here, and I think it's probably going to go down as one of the great Opens.
Padraig obviously sowed the seeds with his victory in 2007, and that led to a number of different Irish victories. Obviously, the likes of Graeme and Rory, and indeed Darren, followed in his footsteps. So they actually deserve one here, don't they?
Look, the thing is, in sport, you don't deserve anything. But hopefully, it'd be great, wouldn't it? Like, to one of us have a chance on Sunday afternoon and to do the business. I hope that person is me, but. Yeah, I think the tournament would be incredible if one of us or a couple of us have a chance going around the place Saturday and Sunday. I think the atmosphere here is going to be incredible, because it's actually a small piece of land, and there's going to be 44,000 people a day here. It's going to be exciting, and I'm out in a good group on Thursday morning, and the crowds are going to be big, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a brilliant group, actually, and it's great to play with such big names.
Yeah, look, I feel like that's where my game's at. I feel like I'm able to compete with the best, so it's nice to be playing with someone like Phil and someone like Brandon, and they're obviously two great players, and Phil's obviously one of the greatest of all time, and I'm really looking forward to it. Actually, I played with Phil a couple of times. He's really nice to play with, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Darren was saying, obviously here, you can be rewarded for very, very good shots, Shane, but you don't have to be that far offline, a couple of yards offline, and you're in serious bother. So the course has plenty of protection.
It does. Look, I don't think it's going to be a birdie fest out there at all. I think, took a few pins away, a few British Open flags, and all of a sudden it'll become very tricky, I think. If you're there about middle to single digits under par come Saturday afternoon, I think you'll be looking at giving the tournament a run into Sunday. So it's just the same thing for me that I've been doing all year. I go out and try and shoot as good a score I can on Thursday, and then follow it up on Friday and see where it leaves me, and then hopefully Saturday and Sunday.
It won't happen too often, but it's nice to be able to drive to a British Open or an Open Championship. Yeah. And no doubt you'll have plenty of support here, both family and friends, this week.
Yeah, it was easy to obviously jump in the car and drive up the road yesterday, and it was nice to be able to just pack the car up and not have to go to the airport. So it was a bit of a novelty, and obviously there's going to be a few up here as well. Not that many. Tickets are quite scarce, so there won't be as many. I can't get as many tickets as I could for the Irish Open, but obviously there's going to be a few friends and family up, and that'll be nice too.
Obviously golf is a global game as well, Shane. It's played all across the world, and the Open Championship is the Open, and there's a possibility that perhaps in the future it might extend out to other venues and maybe even come down to the Republic of Ireland at some stage, and that'll be fantastic. And all the ducks have to line up in a row before that happens, but that'll be brilliant to have an Open around Dublin, the Dublin area.
Absolutely. It'd be great. I'd be able to stay in my own bed, hopefully, if I was in it. But yeah, obviously, there's one course that will be on everyone's lips for that, and I played it last week, and I think it's the best golf course in Ireland, like Portmarnock, and I think it's just such a good test of golf. And I obviously don't know what needs to happen, but I obviously know some things need to happen, and you never know. They had the amateur championship there a few weeks ago, so obviously that could be the first step into getting it there.
And from your own perspective, obviously you've had a very, very nice bit of form this year so far, Shane, and as that lassie said earlier, you're kind of coming in under the radar a little bit, and that suits you.
Yeah, look, I do feel like I can come in here and just go about my business the way I do every other week, and just a little bit under the radar and see what happens. And look, no matter what happens, I'm going to go out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, giving my best, and hopefully it's good enough to give the crowd something to cheer about Sunday afternoon.